A new crop of TV dramas share a particular kind of lead character, real-world tech entrepreneurs.
The future of work looks different.
We're selling an experience. What if you could test your blood in your own home?
This is the future. A passenger traveling in a private vehicle for a fee. It is winners and commerce on both sides of the equation.
That last voice you heard is Joseph Gordon-Levitt playing Uber founder Travis Kalanick in Showtime's Super Pumped, The Battle for Uber, which debuts this Sunday. To talk more about this trend, we're joined by NPR TV critic Eric Diggins. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Since Super Pumped is premiering this weekend, let's hear a little bit more from this show. And keep in mind that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character here, Travis Kalanick, was driven out of the company for presiding over a culture of abuse.
Safety? Dude, you know how many rides we're doing every day. It's over a million. No matter how we vet these drivers, there's going to be a guy who had a bad morning. He got horny. He makes a pass at a passenger. Suddenly that's my fault.
Okay, so we actually have a lot of shows featuring misbehaving tech entrepreneurs, right? There's The Dropout on Hulu that's features Elizabeth Holmes, the fraud behind her company. Then there's We Crashed coming up, an Apple TV Plus series that will come out this month about the founders of WeWork. What do you make of this?
Well, it's interesting. I think there's a few different things kind of coming together here. First of all, there's the allure of seeing such a huge scandal. They take you inside the action in a way that a documentary or news reports can't. So that's one thing. The other thing is that these are companies that wanted to change the world.
Yeah.
And so to see these huge ideas kind of crash and burn and watch that process and sort of say, how does somebody stand at the center of this for so long? These shows answer that question, and they answer them in really compelling and interesting ways.
How would you describe this sweet spot that they occupy, though? Because first we have the anti-hero, which is nothing new. Look, people say Othello and Lady Macbeth were anti-heroes, right? But there's also this thirst for movies and documentaries about Silicon Valley millionaires and billionaires like Steve Jobs. How many movies did we get about Steve Jobs? So how do you describe this sort of sweet spot that these new dramas are occupying?
Well, you know, I think it's interesting. I think it's the other side of the dynamic that enabled their issues in the first place, right? Mm. Silicon Valley was addicted to this idea of the brilliant founder who comes out of nowhere with an idea that no one thought of before. When you watch each of these programs, you see that that was their mission, their personal mission. Mm. And so the other side of that is what happens when that fails, or what happens when these people self-destruct. And there's also a process that's happening in show business where these stories first emerge as sort of news events, and then they become other projects. They become podcasts, and they become documentaries, and then they become these dramatized, to some level or another, fictionalized stories. And so it's interesting to watch that process happen.
Okay. So I guess you're a TV critic. I have to ask if they're any good.
Well, that's the great thing about, I've watched most of all of these, and I do think that they're good. That's the thing that is heartening about this trend, is that they are really compelling programs. In particular, Super Pumped was the one that I have seen the most of and that I found really interesting. But it's also a way, again, to get you up close to these people that you've heard about in news reports, but to see an actor actually embody them, you know, to see, you know, an actor tackle Elizabeth Holmes' very specific way of speaking. You know, there's a moment that's recreated in The Dropout, the Elizabeth Holmes story, where they think they have a machine that works. You know, she said that she, her company had created a small machine that could take a drop of blood and could test that blood for a bunch of different maladies, right? So they're about to make a presentation to investors overseas, and the machine doesn't work. You know, after spending hours and hours and hours trying to make it work, they decide they're just going to fake the results.
What are we going to show at the demo?
I don't understand. We're going to tell them that we don't have a working prototype.
But it worked before. Everybody saw it.
To see that moment dramatized, you know, no documentary can really give you that. No one has video of it. But they were able to sort of recreate that moment where they all decided, hey, look, you know, this is what we have to do to get the money and we'll figure it out later. And, you know, a lot of tech companies may do that. But if you never figure it out, then it's fraud. Yeah. and so that's an interesting process to see dramatized. The only thing I would wonder about is that these stories do humanize every one of these characters. And these characters in different ways exploited people. In some cases, they committed fraud. And so in humanizing them, you may wind up creating a situation where the audience sympathizes with them more than some people may be comfortable with. Yeah. But other than that, I think it's an interesting window into a kind of culture that a lot of people may not know. And for that, it's also particularly valuable.
That's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. As always, Eric, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.